Welcome to Full Circle with Jerry Bryant. Full Circle Radio. It's the classic Jesus music radio show. It's a look back at where it all began. This is Full Circle, looking back at the beginnings of today's contemporary Christian music. Now, here's your host, Jerry Bryant.
Hi, everybody. You're in the spin with some great Jesus music.
Just another place to hide. I've seen you fly your jet down to sunny Central Bay. I've heard you flaunt philosophy when you never had a thing to say. So cool and nonchalant, still you seek your friends, okay. But could it be it's just a game to get you through another day?
And fill your closet up with threads, and you can drive a new Mercedes while you keep up with the Joneses. You can meditate your life away inside your own pagoda. You can fight for ERA or fight Muhammad at the garden. You can move just like Travolta, marry macho at the disco. You can work to get ahead, or you can work until you're dead. But there's only one thing you really need.
Hey, this is Bob Farrell of Farrell & Farrell, and you're listening to the very best of classic Jesus music on Full Circle with Jerry Bryant.
All you need, Farrell & Farrell, as I take time for a special tribute on this episode. You know, there are artists who become famous and artists who become influential. Then, there are very few whose influence is so woven into the fabric of Christian music that listeners know the songs but never realize how many of them came from one creative mind. Bob Farrell was one of those rare people. His name appeared on album covers throughout the late 70s and 80s as one half of the husband and wife duo, Farrell and Farrell. That only tells part of the story. Behind the scenes, Bob became one of Nashville's most respected songwriters, producers, arrangers, with songs recorded by artists ranging from Amy Grant, Sandy Patty, Michael W. Smith, the Garmin Key, and so many more. And his partnership with producer Greg Nelson helped shape some of the most ambitious music projects in contemporary Christian music. Yet, if I were to ask Bob how he wanted to be remembered, I suggest he would likely have pointed away from himself and toward the one he served. His ministry was marked by humility, craftsmanship, and a desire to create music that honored Christ, rather than drawing attention to the Creator. That quiet spirit became one of his greatest strengths. This is Jerry Bryant. I knew Bob, shared picnics and conversations, and loved to play his music on Full Circle, like the opening number featuring Brown Bannister, produced for the Make Me Ready project in 1981 on New Pact. So, the story begins in Houston, Texas. Unlike many early Jesus music artists that emerged from Southern California, Bob came from the growing Jesus movement in Texas. During the early 1970s, he became involved with pioneering Christian bands including Millennium, later Dove, and one of the earliest artists signed to the fledgling Myrrh label. Those experiences helped shape both his musical style and his ministry philosophy before he and Jane began recording together as Farrell and Farrell. Now, this next recording is from 1973, hardly the quality of recording Bob became used to. But let's hear a bit of this early recording from Millennium. Millennium. And you probably guessed the name of the song, Jesus. Early Christian rock from way back in 1973, right after I started the Jesus Solid Rock radio show. Wow, that is a look back for sure. Now, the lovely Jane Farrell had already recorded her own solo album, and Bob had become one of the young musicians helping define a new movement that mixed rock, folk, pop, and scripture. Neither knew God was preparing one of Christian music's most enduring husband and wife ministry. And then in 1977, the duo officially became Farrell and Farrell. And then a year later, they released their debut album on the New Pax record label. Christian radio immediately embraced the album, and it became a top five Christian radio hit, establishing the duo as one of the fresh new voices in contemporary Christian music. This next song captures the wonder of creation, while sounding unlike almost anything else on Christian radio. Looking back to 1978, as I recall the late Bob Farrell from the self-titled album Farrell and Farrell, Earthmaker on Full Circle with Jerry Bryant.
In the morning, you're the colors of the sunrise. You're the voice in the wind. Through the day, you're the sunshine in my eyes. And in the evening, you're the paintings in the dark sky. You're the song from the stars. Night and day, you're the one who brings me life. Speak the word and set the elements in motion. Tell the rains when they fall. Tell the trees and the flowers when to grow. Earth creation never waits to do what you say. Always change on time. Would that I might respond to you that way. You are Earthmaker, you made all the world I see. And my Earthmaker, you mean all the world to me. Sweet nature knows.
Earthmaker, produced by Shane Keister as well, on keyboards with John W. Thompson for New Pax. I loved that first song when I first played it in the day, because that song focuses on Genesis 1, and that is where it really all began. One reason Farrell and Farrell sounded surprisingly fresh in this song and others you'll hear, they embraced technology early. Their concerts became known for sophisticated keyboard programming, electronic textures, and Well, they were among the earliest artists in either Christian or secular music to incorporate the Fairlight synthesizer into their sound. CCM Magazine later noted that they had one of the most advanced techno-pop live shows in Christian music. It was clear that although Bob had the desire to embrace new innovations, he didn't want to lose the message in the music. Bob's partnership with producer Greg Nelson became one of the defining creative collaborations in CCM. And I want to talk more about that in a bit. With songwriters like my friend Greg, this next song may be one of Bob's most prophetic lyrics. You'll hear that next, but just one more thing about Bob. Years before social media, years before smartphones, Bob was writing about people, if you can believe this, whose lives were being shaped by television. And the song became one of the duo's biggest Christian radio hits, and today it sounds prophetic. Looking back to 1985, from the album Jump to Conclusions on Star Song, with Eddie DeGarmo and Bob producing. People in a Box.
$1,999, just a buck shy of 8,000, and it could be behind door number one, or door number two, or door number three.
Well, I rolled out of my bed, I was feeling semi-dead, so I wandered from the bedroom to the coffee. Then I woke up to the sound of little people all around, relentless noises from that TV there beside me. And they told me what to wear, how to smell and do my hair, and how to charge a new car I'll be buying. I just sat and soaked it in, all these people, all my friends. It never dawned on us that they could all be lying.
People in a box,
TV personality,
they show me how to live
in specific generalities.
People in a box,
out of bed, tournament,
how much do I learn
from people in a box?
Well, I completely bought it all, revolving credit wall to wall, without a payment till September 89. Can I run? Can I escape? Are they alive or just on tape? They seem so worldly and so welcome to the eye.
Heavy pressure from the Star TV madness stole our heart.
Black and white and vivid color turned to gray.
Daytime soaps, they're not clean.
Nighttime cops blast through our screen.
We're a misinvading living on display.
People in a box,
TV personality,
they show me how.
People
in a box,
out of bed, turn them in.
How much do I learn from people in a box?
Are these sultans of video activity truly the masters of my destiny?
Was I created in the image?
Can Jesus ever endorse mediocrity while we consume hours of program philosophy?
Will we ever run off? Is it easy to turn as on?
Heavy pressure from the Star TV madness stole our heart.
Black and white and vivid color turned to gray.
Daytime soaps, they're not clean.
Nighttime cops blast through our screen.
We're a misinvading living on display.
People in a box.
Pharaoh and Pharaoh, forming in 1977 and releasing seven studio albums and one live album between 1977 and 1989, amassing many Christian radio hits during those times. As I said earlier, Bob's partnership with producer Greg Nelson became one of the defining creative collaborations in CCM. Together, they wrote every song for Sandy Patty's concept album, Le Voyage, and later created major musical works including Savior and Emmanuel, earning multiple GMA Dove Awards. Along with Sandy, they wrote with Amy Grant, Michael W. Smith, Wayne Watson, Ann Murray, Laura Branigan, Eric Clapton, DeGarmo and Key, and many more. And Bob received recognition for many other projects that demonstrated his gifts extended far beyond performing. He also co-wrote the amazing one-of-a-kind rock musical, Hero, with Eddie DeGarmo in 2003, which was a story of the life and times of Jesus that made Jesus Christ Superstar look like a joke. He was truly a gifted artist. Well, it's times like these. I don't want to stop the music or this tribute, so I'll make it short. If you'd like to reach me or respond to the radio ministry, you can find me at www.FullCircleJesusMusic.com. That's FullCircleJesusMusic.com. Unfortunately, the reason I do tributes to special troubadours of this genre is that, well, some have left to go to a superior reality, and I'm really looking forward to the new songs and frequencies they're discovering with the intimacy of the closeness of Jesus. Glorious beyond words, I'm sure. If you're interested in this labor of love, you'll find me on many podcast platforms, including Apple Tunes, iHeartRadio, and at one time, Google Play. But Google Podcasts have been discontinued. They migrated into YouTube Music, where you can find, stream, and manage all your podcasts directly in the YouTube Music app at no cost. One more song before the break. Rather than being primarily a worship song or a song about personal salvation, Bob wrote a piece in 1989 that challenged Christians to become the compassionate hands and heart of Christ to society's forgotten people. The song was called Heart of the Homeless. It appeared on Superpower, Baron Farrell's final studio album, before retiring from recording and touring. Now, the album marked another stylistic change, moving away from the synthesizers and more to an adult contemporary pop production. A very polished one, by the way. So, rather than simply observing the problem, Bob challenged the church itself. Matthew 25:35-40. I was hungry. I was thirsty. I was a stranger. Whatever you did for me, one of the least of these brothers and sisters of mine, you did for me. The title itself is remarkable. Notice it is not merely Help the Homeless. Instead, Heart of the Homeless. A subtle difference that shifts the listener from seeing homelessness as merely an external problem to entering into the emotional experience of those without a home. Jesus gave us a mandate to care for the poor, needy, aged, ill, dispositioned peoples. If the Church of Jesus Christ fulfilled that mandate, there would be no need for state-sponsored welfare. And perhaps the most searching question the song asks, do Christians merely notice homelessness, or do they carry God's heart toward the homeless? Bob Farrell was already asking the church a deeper question. He wasn't simply asking us to notice people without homes. He was asking whether we possess the heart of Christ toward them. I would rank Heart of the Homeless among the 10 most important songs of Bob's career. Here's Farrell and Farrell, Heart of the Homeless.
It gets cold. And the handouts few is the whole world so blind to the plight of the few. It could be your neighbor who should be your friend. In the heart of the homeless, the heartaches don't end.
And the heart is a soul on the street, and the heart of the homeless is a sad place to be.
Hi, Bob Farrell here.
Jane Farrell.
Of?
Farrell and Farrell. You're listening to the Full Circle Jesus Music Radio Show, bringing you the very best of classic Christian music with Jerry Bryant.
Get Right or Get Left, Farrell and Farrell, from 1984 on Choices on Word Star Song. Eddie DeGarmo, Bob producing, Danny Key on guitar, Mike Dimas guitar and keyboards, as well as Eddie and others on the crew. Before Choices, Farrell and Farrell had become known for thoughtful, folk-influenced contemporary Christian music. Then in 1984, they surprised audiences by embracing synthesizers, electronic drums, danceable rhythms, and, oh no, new wave influences and MTV-inspired productions. Well, the opening lyric immediately established the problem. Everything is turning to gray these days. It's so hard to find black or white. You know, Bob was observing a culture losing its moral clarity and contrasting right versus wrong, truth versus error with today's world. Compromise and relativism, blurred values. And the song's thesis is simple. Truth has not changed. Jesus said no one can serve two masters. Can it be much more clear than that? Well, since I already have you dancing or tapping your feet, let's continue this sound by looking back to 1985. On Star Song, Jump to Conclusions. I mean, if it works, why fix it? The same core band as People in a Box and Eddie DeGarmo producing. So jump up. Take them your love. There's a world that needs your mercy.
Take time, take a look around. People storming in the dark. No help from the light of day. It's a problem of the heart. Sad sight, do you realize all they need's a helping hand? Are you listening? Are you listening? Can I make you understand? You
your love, spread
Jump Up, the opening track from Pharoah and Pharoah's 1985 album, Jump to Conclusions, released by Star Song Records. Jump Up, celebrating the difference. Now, I wonder if we wouldn't take a quick look at that last song as a theology of joy. One of Bob's reoccurring themes was that the Christian life should look different, not merely morally different, joyfully different. Bob's songs often contrasted the world's fear versus the believer's confidence. In particular, the contrast of jumping up and embracing unplanned disasters of life. On May 1st and 2nd of 2010, Mill Creek overflowed its banks, and Bob and Jane's home was all but destroyed by the floodwaters. When they were finally able to return, the damage was catastrophic. Thick mud covered the house, hardwood floors had to be removed, many personal possessions destroyed. Bob and Jane's career memorabilia included gold record plaques earned for work with artists such as Amy Grant, Michael W. Smith, and Sandy Patty, permanently damaged by floodwater and mud. Well, we discussed that confidence when I stopped by one afternoon in Nashville when the Mill Creek River had taken out his house, and it left him and Jane wondering what would happen next. And yet he kept saying that God would work it out somehow. Nothing you can do except trust the certainty of his plan. And they wouldn't be finding another place near the river, even though it was such a beautiful, peaceful place, snuggled over by I-24 and Brightley Parkway. All I know is that this next song is a transition to what we all know deep inside. Whatever your situation, whatever your experience, it's gonna take love. Standing as one of the clearest statements about the church's calling in a fractured world. Released in 1989 from the album Superpower on Word Records. Here's Pharoah and Pharoah. It's gonna take love.
Such a desperate hour, I've never seen it so. It's a world at war, and it shows. So many battle lines being drawn. There's a storm about to break. If you feel it can't go on, then what will it take? It's gonna take love.
from Superpower, 1989, the final album from the Pharaohs on Dayspring. Music by my Nashville friend Mike Demas and Tom Hemley, collaborated on most of the album production. Among the songs Bob Farrell wrote during the final chapter of Farrell & Farrell's recording career, a song called Scars might be his most personal and spiritually profound. It appeared on that 1989 album, Superpower, but the song is not about emotional wounds alone. It's a meditation on the scars of Jesus, the believer's own suffering, and God's redemptive purpose in pain. And Bob is the sole writer, making it one of the clearest expressions of his own personal theology. Bob wrote of Christ's suffering. He wrote, "I hurt when I think of the things he suffered." Looking back to the album, Portrait of Us All, Brian Bannister produced on New Pacs in 1978.
I hurt when I think of the things that he suffered, the way in which he died. Wounds taken in my place, inflicted upon him, sweet Son of the Most High. Death, were you so sure when you silenced the Master? Yet where is your sting? The garden tomb is so empty. He stole your trophy away when he opened his eyes. See those scars, precious scars, how they prove what the Savior went through. Do you love those old scars for the strength they bring to you? Reminders that suffering is part of his plan for you.
You know, every songwriter eventually writes the songs that reveal his own heart, and for Bob, Scars was one of those songs. It isn't simply about the wounds in Jesus' hand, it's also the wounds we all carry. To share in his love, I must share in his suffering, he says. The scars of Christ become a proof of his love, reminds us of redemption, and evidence of victory in resurrection. In John 20:27, the risen Christ still bore the marks of crucifixion when he appeared to his disciples. The lyric says, reminders that healing is a part of his plan for you. Notice he did not say healing doesn't necessarily erase every scar. The scars remain, but they no longer define us by pain. They testify to God's faithfulness. God's not confined to church buildings or limited by geography, not absent in suffering or distant in ordinary life. He is there. He is there to be worshiped forever. He is there to be loved and adored. He is there to receive power, blessing, and honor and glory. He is there, Pharaoh and Pharaoh, with Brown Bannister producing this memorable song on New Pax from Portrait of Us All in 1979. Bob, Jane, Carl Marsh, Keith Thomas on synthesizers, and Dana Key on guitar and others. Although He Is There was never one of Pharaoh and Pharaoh's radio hits, it stands among Bob's most spiritually mature compositions, in my opinion. Unlike songs that ask God to come near, Bob began with a different assumption. God's already there. And that single idea shapes the entire lyric. God is present before we recognize Him, before we pray, before we understand, before we overcome. And the song teaches the biblical doctrine of God's conditional presence rather than His occasional visitation. Well, it's time to leave this expression of caring and appreciation of the life of my friend, the late Bob Farrell. First, give me a response to this radio ministry, if you would, with your prayers, comments, financial support. Thank you. You can find me at www.FullCircleJesusMusic.com. That's FullCircleJesusMusic.com. All support is tax exempt. And I ask that you tell your friends to check out other platforms like iHeartRadio and others. And on Facebook, pass the word on. Looking back at the life of Bob Farrell, who never sought to become a celebrity, Bob wrote songs that pointed people to Jesus. His fingerprints were not found only on Farrell and Farrell recordings, but on hundreds of songs, musicals, choirs, artists, and writers who follow. Bob's legacy is less about fame than faithfulness, using creativity and excellence and innovation to communicate the gospel to generations of listeners. You know, some artists entertain, some inspire, but some quietly build foundations that others stand on. Bob Farrell belonged to that last group. Bob's music was creative, and his lyrics were thoughtful. His productions were amazing, but most importantly, they always pointed us to Jesus. Thanks, Bob.
Boundless love, unending joy, this is my life. It's what I know. I can't believe that He selected me, Jesus, my Lord. It's You I owe.
He keeps me when I'm weary. He can hear me when I pray. He's even there beside me when I fall. His love surrounds me even when I go astray. I guess I'd have to say my own.
Boundless love, unending joy, this is my life, it's what I know. I can't believe that He selected me, Jesus my Lord. Jesus.
Listening. Until next time, keep your eyes to the sky and let your light shine. This is Jerry Bryant. Full Circle's recorded in the Jesus Solid Rock Studios in Nashville, Tennessee. Full Circle is a JSR production.
This is Full Circle.